Our area got a taste of winter weather this week, and there's more to come. So how can we protect our homes during future winter storms? Joining us live is Kim Langford, Kiplinger's personal finance contributing editor. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with our roofs and our windows, I suppose the two most vulnerable parts of our house.
That's exactly right. And the good news is, even though there's snow predicted for just a few days from now, it's not too late to be able to do a few things that can protect your house from some of the most common insurance claims and problems that are caused by winter weather. One of the biggest problems is ice dams. And ice dams actually happens when your attic in the area right under your roof is too hot, because then that ice that's on there melts, goes to the edge of your roof and refreezes, creating a dam that then causes all that water to oftentimes seep into your house. If you have big icicles hanging down from the side of your roof, it might look really cool, but it means that you might have some ice dams there that could cause damage inside to your walls and your ceilings. So a good thing to do is to make sure that your attic is not too warm. So if you have a window or a vent, open that up. Try to make sure that the attic's no more than 5 to 10 degrees warmer than the outside temperatures. Also, if you have ceiling fans or light fixtures that are going straight into your attic, make sure those are sealed up so you don't have lots of warm air going into your attic, which then causes those ice dams.
And keep those gutters and spouts clear.
Well, that's another thing. One of the key home improvements that you can do very quickly, just even in the next day or so, is make sure that you've got low-hanging branches trimmed on your tree. Those I just remember from the last storms. Those would get full of ice, and sometimes they would land on your roof and cause other damages. Also, make sure that the gutters are clean. And also, if there's any way to just, if you tend to have water runoff coming straight towards your house, realize that during a snowstorm, that's really going to be accentuated. And try to, maybe even just, lift up some of the dirt and have it just angle a bit away. There's some real simple things that you can do that even in the last day or so before a storm to help prevent some of those things that tend to cause problems after a big snowstorm.
And Kim, something else to watch out for, I would imagine, are pipes.
That is true. And especially in our area, up further north where it tends to be very cold, a lot of the houses there have lots of insulation on their pipes and they're really well prepared. But in areas like ours, that's kind of middle temperature. Sometimes it gets really cold, but not all the time. If the temperature, especially if it gets below 20 degrees Fahrenheit, make sure to bundle up those pipes. You can also open up cabinets and doors for some of those pipes that are behind cabinets that are in areas that tend to be very, very cold. Let some of that air come in from the rest of your house and warm those up in your attic, in your basement and crawl space. Just bundle that up with insulation. Doesn't cost very much. It's something really quick you can do. But if the temperatures get down around 20 degrees, that's when you have to really be concerned about that.
Well, thanks for helping us keep warm and dry.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I hope it helps.
Kim Langford, Kiplinger's personal finance contributing editor.